Chavis Lavava Shar Habitochin Parag Dalad. We discussed last week how the Chavis Lavava asserted that even though everything is totally beyond a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nevertheless, a person has to do the right Richtig Yishtadlis. He can't jump off the roof and say, listen here, if I'm supposed to die, I'll die. If I'm not supposed to die, I'll live. He said, no, you can't do that, because first of all, on the tzad that he does die, that means it was the time for him to die, but he's going to be a reteach for doing such a thing, and the oinish for somebody killing themselves is greater than killing anybody else. The closer a person is to somebody, the more of an oinish there is. So he's either a reteach for doing that, or in a chanam, it's not the time for him to die, and the Rebbeinu Shleim is going to do a nes to save him, but then Menachem Levin is chiyosef. So either way, he's going to come out on the underside. Says the Chavis Lavavis, the same thing applies for Vechein Hu Benegea. Kmoishis Barna Mashu Negea Lechaim Velamovitz. Kein Devar Agam Shemichoivis Odom Lachazer Acher Emtsoim Shayodom Yasek Es Abrius Es Amozoin Es Alboshol Es Adirav Es Amidus Atevis. The same thing applies. A person has to do Ishtadlis to have a place to live, to have food, to have clothing, whatever he needs. And he should stay far away from anything which runs contrary to this, his ability to acquire anything that he needs to live with. Even though it's clear beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the means, his job, does not help him at all. Not even a little bit. It doesn't help him. His job helps him not at all in achieving and acquiring that which he needs. El imabur yisbarach gozer akach, he's going to have it. And if the Rebbeinu Shleim was not gozer, he's not going to have it. Nevertheless, b'chol zayisu mechuyiv lachazer achem tzayim elo. A person, it's a crazy thing. A person has to get a job. A person has to make a parnasa. And he has to know at the time that he's investing these many hours behind the desk or whatever else he's doing, that it has nothing to do with how much money he's going to make, or if he's going to make a parnas b'chol. He goes to school to become a brain surgeon, and it's not this parnas which is going to give him, it's not because he's a brain surgeon that's going to give him parnas. It's if the Rebbeinu Shlom wants him to. He has to be oisik in parnas. And if he could be a brain surgeon, then that's what Chavis Lavavitz says, maybe that's what he should be. That's his tendency, that's his netiyah. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him golden hands. That's maybe what he should be doing. However, a person when he's being oisik in the parnasa is to realize he's mechuyev to be oisik in the parnasa, but to realize that the parnasa, whatever it is, his job is not what gives him his parnasa. Bechlal, ukmoi shel bala adam alachris zad masay v'lanak nesim yakoytim Israel hashkasei tekshish lemayim. Just like a person who's a farmer, he's got a plow and he's got a weed and he's got to water his ground if he has the ability. And together with that, he has to realize that there is the yishtadlus together with the bitochin. He has to be b'teach and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That everybody understands. Everybody understands that you have to be b'teach, that worms aren't going to eat the roots of his fruit, and that there's going to be rain. He davens that there should be rain, and that there's not going to be some sort of infestation which ruins his crops. Who knows what's going to happen? He has to be reteichen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he still has to do his ishtadlis. Ukamoi shleinochen mitzide lahashvias ha'adam ala yibur ala yizriya al smach betchoni al Hashem v'leimer mevori gozer sh'adam atatmiach ozu tatmiach gam ala yizrei soy. So just like it doesn't make sense, it's not correct for this farmer to fold his arms and say, listen here, why do I have to plant? I should go through all this hard work, sweat and tears of planting and of plowing and watering. If Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to have fruit, I'll have fruit. If he doesn't want me to have fruit, I won't have fruit. Why do I have to plant at all? No, he has to make the shtadlis. So too, kach gam balei malocha v'asecher v'aschirim. So too, anybody that has any sort of job, vocation, musuvim lachazer achar panasasam, kolecha ra'idei miktsoyoi, every person with their profession, v'yachinim ze aleim v'toyich v'alekim v'shapanasam v'sun v'yadu v'shusim. V'shu oriv l'odim sh'ti elei panasam, Kadosh Baruch Hu guarantees that a person will have parnasav, shibiyode lahamti yisoy la'odim derech ezegoyim shiirtza, and that Kodesh Baruch Hu has the ability, with whatever means, to give a person parnasav. And you shouldn't think that it's this gerim or that gerim which causes them to have parnasav. This is ba'etzem what we just explained this past week. Parshas Haman. That is the limit of Parshas Haman. Parshas Haman was what happened with the man. No matter how much they took, when they came to their house, they had an omer. No matter how little they took, when they came to the house, they had an omer. They had the actual investment of time and work. L'mayis, at the end of the day, how much are they going to get? They're only going to get the Omer. They're only going to get what they need, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafiach that he's going to give, which was an Omer. Any more ishtadlis is not going to get you anything else. Any less ishtadlis is also not. If a person is doing as much of ishtadlis as he needs to do, as long as it's considered ishtadlis, what is considered ishtadlis? Each person can feed their darga of a chulu. Michtam Eliyo has five different dargas of Bali B'tochen, of exactly where a person falls into, how much he has to do. Reb Zundel Misalan said that his ishtadlis is that all he has to do is buy a lottery ticket. That way, that people shouldn't say that if it shouldn't be an eighth nigla. There's the possibility that he could have Parnasa, if you win the lottery, right, then I would understand that it wasn't an ace, you won the lottery. Maybe then the lottery is an ace. But as long as it shouldn't look like an ace nigla, he was on that Darga B'tochen, that was ishtadlis. I'm doing something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Yicholus to send me Parnasa through that thing. I'm not just sitting back, and that's enough. Every person with their Darga B'tochen, 100%, they can't fool themselves. Not this way, not that way. They shouldn't fool themselves, and they can't fool themselves. They can't fool themselves to do too little, and they shouldn't fool themselves that they should have to do too much. And think that they have to... Somebody once came to Chavetz Chaim, the two wealthy brothers, and they said that they were offered, Baruch Hashem, they had Parnasa B'Shefa, but they were offered to buy a huge lot of tract of land that had trees. They would cut down the trees, and they would sell it for timber, and some of it they could make into paper, v'chulu. They wanted to know, get a bracha from the Chavetz Chaim, should they... They were thinking to do it, basically, they wanted a bracha from the Chavetz Chaim, that they should be matzliach. The Chavetz Chaim said, he says, a person owns a pub, he owns a place where he could buy, you know, whiskey, and he has a huge barrel of whiskey, of beer, and he has one hole inside, one spout, and there's a bunch of people that are coming. He says, how am I going to have enough for everybody? So he says, you know what I'll do? I'll open up another spout on the other side. I'll get twice the amount. Tippish. It's the same amount. The shefa is all coming from this one barrel. It's not going to help you no matter how many spouts and how many spigots you're going to put in. You're going to have the same amount of shefa. It's the same thing. You want to, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you your shefa. You're doing your shtadlis, what you have to do. To buy this other thing, buy the shadow tract of land, he told him, he says, that's just going to, you're trying to open another hole in the barrel, and it's not going to bring you anything more than you're supposed to have. When does a person know it's another hole? V'chulu, that, in Echanami, I'm not getting into every situation. Because there's no way to get into every situation. Because every person's on a different level, and every person in a different situation. I'm not answering that question. The idea, though, is certainly there, that when a person does his ishtadlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, however much it's supposed to be. That's the... I think, it's interesting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, take the... Now, the Mishmeres is not specifically to just take a few pieces of mun. Mishmeres was to take an omer of mun. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Yirmiyo was meichich his door. How come you're not learning Torah? What do you expect me to do? Close my work, and then where do you expect me to live from? He took out the container of mon. Amar lehem, shimu hador atem ru'u dvar Hashem. Shimu lo nemer ru'u. Look at what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. B'zen esparnes v'aviseichem. Person has to realize that even if his ishtadlis is in A, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his yicholus to give in B. And that means that, I think it's really this nekuda of, not that you shouldn't have to do ishtadlis. What do you mean? What was according to the Chavetz Lavavos, what was Yirmiyahu telling them? They have to do ishtadlis. Was he telling them to close their stores and be Isaac and Terah? The answer is, maybe. According to the Chavetz Lavavos, the Chavetz, what he was telling them, was not that they shouldn't work at all, but to be limit the amount of time that you're working. It can't be that your work doesn't leave you any time for Avodas Hashem. It can't be that your work doesn't leave you time for learning. That's what we saw from the month. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to take a oimer of mon, not just to take mon to say Harbi Shleif on the Malkim, to take the oimer of mon, even if you do less. Once you're doing your shtadlis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you whatever it is that you need. Whatever it is that you're supposed to be having. It's not going to help. You don't need to work the 15, 16 hour day. Even if you work less than that and leave time for learning, you'll still get that tzentzenes ha'imer. I saw this past week, they have a magazine for kids here in Eretz Yisrael. I think it's the only one maybe in the world that has no advertisements whatsoever. It's they have it in English now, they have it in like 10 different languages. Marvella Summit, this past week, what they the main story that they had over there was, I didn't read it, but somebody told me all the pratim, so maybe I'm missing some, but it seemed to be a fabulous story. I read the first paragraph, and I want to read the rest. Let me say, you know, I'll save you the time. I'll just tell you what the story was. The story was of somebody, look, Kavod Shemitah, of a family that was on a Moshav, Toshin Lamed Gimel, and everybody in the Moshav was working their land on Shemitah. And they didn't want to work the land. Kitzer, their neighbors told them, you're crazy, you're going to die of hunger. You don't have food. Especially in those days, you didn't work, you didn't have food. It wasn't, they said, no, we're not doing it. And to take away any Nisayan, they burnt their whole land. They burnt everything. They burnt all the tracts of land that they had. Now, it was not just their own food, it was also fodder for, in other words, whatever they would generally plant, was also fodder for the cows. And people would taunt the kids, and people say, you're going to die, you're not going to live, when you guys are crazy. They said, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shemitah, we don't work. Shemitah, we don't work. Bekitzer, the first day after Rosh Hashanah, his brother-in-law comes over to him, and he says, I probably feel bad for you, your kids are going to die. He says, I know of a place, an institution that needs a cook. Come and you'll be a cook. You'll have sparnasa. He says, cook, I don't know how to make a chavita. I don't know how to make an egg. But cook. He says, I'll teach you how to be a cook. After a few days, that's it. He had the position for the entire year. He had sparnasa. With regard to his land, what were they going to do? They had to buy other food for the cows, and it wasn't as good as the food that the fodder that they would have. But the problem was that the cows would produce less. According to the food that it has, that's how the cows produce. Kitzer, they fed them, they bought this other second quality, you know, second grade stuff, and they fed it to the cows. The first day, it was the same, and every day after that, it grew. The amount of milk grew. Plus, it was more, they would measure it to see how much milk it was. And it was more than they had on the regular years. So there was no way to explain it. Mamash, no way to explain it. Afterwards, after an entire year, the joint or wherever was the moshav was giving out the seeds, and they were too embarrassed. They wouldn't even look at them. You didn't plant your field. You didn't do anything. We're not giving seeds for the rest of the year. Bekitzer decided he'll buy from a different place. He went. The only thing that they had was tomatoes. So he figured tomatoes. He'll plant tomatoes. Bekitzer, he planted tomatoes, and there was somebody that would come around to the moshav and check out all the food and send it off to the different places to feed the quality. Bekitzer was a professor of sorts of agriculture, and he passed by his field, and he looks at these tomatoes, and he says, these tomatoes we're not selling. These tomatoes are going to the hotels. These tomatoes are tremendous. I haven't seen such a thing like this. I'm taking the entire thing. You sit back in your house, I'm taking care of the entire crop, sell the entire thing, and you just receive the paycheck at the end. Bekitzer, the tomatoes went for 15 times the amount of regular tomatoes. What was Nisbar at the end was, since he burnt the ground, this is the official explanation between Rebbeinu Shalom's clear Neis Nigla, was that since they burnt the crop, so Mamela, what happened was the field, the everything went back in as fertilizer into the field, and it made the next crop a bumper crop, and they were able to. So this person, he was Boitech totally in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, but that's what he's supposed to do in Shemitah. And the means of how he's going to have parnasa, that's exactly what he's saying. Your investment in A is nothing to do with where your parnasa is going to come from. Is the parnasa going to come from, he's going to become a chef, something that he never made a chavita in his life? Or is it going to come from tomatoes that he never planted ever in his life? A person does his shtadlis he has to do. During Shemitah, the shtadlis is not to do. You can be same upon him, and he's certainly going to give you whatever you need.